Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast and videocast, where we talk to your favorite actors, celebrities, YouTubers, influencers, musicians, pretty much anything related to pop culture. You will find us there. I'm excited about today's conversation, mostly because I'm obsessed with cars, although I know very little about them. But I like to watch movies, and I love this show. We're talking to Amelia Hartford. You know her from YouTube, but also Fastest Car on Netflix. Season 2 just dropped recently. And she's also an actor, and I mean, she does everything. We're talking about several different projects here today, but we're going to talk about this new film, City Lights, which is a sequel to last year's The California Christmas with Ali Ashfar. It's coming out on December 16th. Amelia, welcome into the show. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the backdrop. I really do.
Yeah, me too. So, I mean, I'm a car person in the sense as far as like a cordial relationship. I like to watch and to learn things, although I can change my own oil and tire,
really,
if I had to. I reset a car radio the other day for my roommate. She shorted out her battery from a car radio, but I digress. Let's talk about all the amazing projects that you have. Let's start out with this brand new film, because most people, I think, know you from YouTube and then Netflix, but you're also an actor, which is great. You have this new film. Let's talk about that first and sort of the genesis of it and what people can expect from this sequel to this first film.
I mean, I will say that I myself am super excited to watch it. It is called City Lights. It is the sequel to California Christmas. And without giving anything away, it follows Callie and Joseph 1 year after they have fallen in love, but their romance is threatened by Joseph's obligations, which call him back to the city. So it's really awesome. Everyone was so awesome to work with. I'm excited to see how it comes out. I know it's going to be great, and I'm going to slightly be a little bit biased on it. But I play Lindsay. She is a fun having socialite who is, you know, a little arm candy. She might be looking for a wealthy man to settle down with, buy her a Birkin bag. I got to act alongside Daniel Bucco. He was awesome, made me feel super comfortable. And overall, I could not have asked for better casting crew to be able to work with on this one.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas movies are fantastic. We've been interviewing people and celebrities, actors, whatever, for upcoming films. So it's been a busy time of year. In fact, earlier today we did 2 Christmas movies. So, but this is, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, any kind of Christmas movie is great, especially as we're entering into that season, and they're just a lot of fun movies. The first one was really good, so I think we're all excited to see what's next for you. In that film. But I sort of want to wind the clock back a little bit, because I think, like I said early on, most people associate you with racing and cars and the YouTube channel. But how did all of this start for you? Like, what came first? Because I think that's the part that not a lot of people are familiar with, because we see you super successful now, but like starting out, it wasn't the same. How did it all begin for you? Your love for cars, and then let's just kind of work our way through.
I will try to give you the short-winded version of that answer. I'll do my best. Interrupt me if I get too run on.
No, you're totally fine. That's why we can edit later, but I think we'll be fine.
Loved acting well before I found my love for cars. And acting was something that growing up, I just knew it's what I had to do with my life. And due to a life event, openly, I lost my father to suicide. And it made me realize that at a young age, I was going to have to be on my own. And in terms of you know, one of my first major decisions in life was what car I was going to buy. And I had to learn about financing and investments and stuff that, like, I never thought at, you know, 15, 16 years old that I would have to start thinking about so early, at least for myself. And my mom decided that we should uproot and move to Indiana. And when I moved out to Indiana is kind of where I found my car family. They call themselves B Crew for Bloomington, Indiana. And they took me under their wing, and they were just awesome guys who kind of became my adopted family. And I was so incredibly grateful for that, that instead of partying on the weekends, I was working on cars, and it pulled me out of a really dark time. And of course, you know, Indiana, as much as I love it, it wasn't my forever home. So I packed everything that I could fit into my 1995 Nissan 240SX. And for the listeners who don't know what that car is, it is a very small two-door Japanese car that had an American Corvette V8 engine in it with no air conditioning. And everything that I could fit and pack, I shoved in that car and drove cross country at 18 years old to pursue acting. And you know, the kind of joke with acting is, oh, you're an actor, what restaurant do you work at?
Right.
I did that for about 6 years, and saving every dollar I made to go towards, I had two little envelopes. One would go towards acting, one would go towards cars. So whenever I wasn't, you know, pursuing acting or serving, I was also working on my cars at the same time. And eventually, you know, I would see other actors lose roles and opportunities to, you know, people who had a higher following. And for me, I felt like it was something I could actually control and put a fate into my own hands, to where, you know, fortunately I surrounded myself with some pretty incredible people. And my mom at the time was like, honey, why don't you start YouTubing, working on cars? And I was like, what do you know, mom? Like, YouTube, come on. And, you know, I picked up a camera and I never looked back. And I've been doing about 3 videos a week for the past 5 years. And I'm incredibly grateful for the audience and the fact that, you know, I now am able to work on cars for a living. I've done some pretty incredible things with some incredible people. And now for acting, like truthfully, like I don't do acting for the money. I don't care if I get paid for it. I do it because I love it. And now when I go to audition, I'm not worried about, you know, man, I really need this to pay the bills. And
right.
I'm so grateful and fortunate to be in that position. But that's kind of where it started. And now I'm still working on cars during the day and working on acting every chance I get.
Yeah, it's funny. Oh, YouTube, well, that's not going to last until it buys your parents a new home or something crazy. And then you're like, oh, wait a second. Yeah, there's brand deals and then there's all the other accoutrements. But I don't want to bury the headline here. And I think it's important for somebody to know this that's listening. Although you have the success and all the things to come with it, that was, I mean, and unless you're like very few, I mean, for you, it's about, was initially, and I think probably still is, creating good content and putting stuff out there for people to watch and saving the money. You know, you joke about, oh, you're an actor, which restaurant? You know, now it's like, do you drive Uber or do you drive Lyft or do you do DoorDash or Postmates? Like, you know, you're an actor. So, but this has all been a lot of hard work that has been paying off for you. So I want to talk about content creation for just a minute, because clearly you're very successful at it. And for those listening who might want to pursue starting a YouTube channel or whatever the case might be, I mean, it's all hard work, like no matter how you slice it.
It is.
But what is the best advice that you would give to a listener who might be on the cusp of starting something and wanting to create a channel? I mean, obviously we all see what happens at the end, but I think people miss all the stuff at the beginning and the middle, like all the hard pain and suffering.
And I think it's so easy to look at what people have, and social media I find is really a highlight reel more than anything else. You know, for anyone who's interested in doing YouTube, I think the number one piece of advice I'd have to give is that, one, it's not too late. A lot of people think it's too late to get into it, but, you know, I'm a strong believer that, you know, I'm very thankful that growing up, my mom told me I could do anything I put my heart to as long as I work towards it. And I do believe, you know, 10,000 hours, it's what makes you an expert. And if you start giving your all, your everything into pursuing a goal or a dream or something you want to do, that, you know, the universe is going to reward you in some way. But It really is hard work. The first episode that I put out, and you guys can go back and see it, I had a car that wasn't running right, that I had to park because I couldn't afford the payments and the maintenance and all that. And it was, I just made a video having no idea how I was going to put it together. And fortunately, I was able to find some awesome people who I was able to rent space out of to work on my car out of their garage. And you know, I was working full-time waitressing, well, I guess part-time, but I was working, you know, 7 p.m. to 2, 3 a.m. and then getting a little bit of sleep and then going straight to working on the car during the day, to where, you know, the amount of times I threw my back from trying to lift a dip up over my head. And then, you know, unfortunately I had to serve in, you know, uncomfortable shoes, we'll say heels, that, you know, okay. I would come home and my feet would be black and blue, and I lost feeling in my two toes for almost a year after I was fortunate enough able to quit that job. I hope that people can just take away that, you know, it is a lot of hard work and it will be worth it as long as you stick to it. You know, I was getting eviction notices from working on my car in my parking garage, and I've been on food stamps 3 times and been on unemployment. And it definitely hasn't come easy. And there's been times that I've wondered if it would ever happen. But I truly believe if it's just something that you're passionate about and you want to make happen, if you work hard enough, it will come.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, hard work always prevails. I mean, there's also the second piece to that, you know, the resources and things like that. But even still, even connections can come if, as long as you're patient and you're willing to work hard. I mean, 3 years ago when we started the podcast, I was interviewing people from high school, anybody awesome. That I could get, yeah, to talk to. And you know, in 3 years in, we're just now starting to monetize the show. Great. Yeah, I mean, and we in the YouTube thing too. It's very encouraging. You know, I started kind of uploading videos. I was like, what do I have to lose? And it's been great. It's a slow process, but it's definitely worth it. But you can't do these things regardless of what you're doing, you know, just purely for the extra benefits that might come with it, whether it's exposure or money. Although those are things I think okay to want, but you can't slowly have that motivate you. I mean, clearly an overnight success for yourself, that's taken years to get to where you are.
Well, the joke is it takes 10 years to be an overnight success.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like 10 years ago and now you're an overnight success. But I mean, it's definitely all the other things come later. I mean, you just had a car commercial, you know, during the World Series.
Yeah.
Which
that trips me out still. I'm not going to lie.
Really? What about that? Let me ask you, that's intriguing, because given all the things that have happened, are you continually surprised when something big comes along? Is it still shocking to you? I mean, I guess it would be unhealthy maybe if it wasn't, or maybe you're just kind of like, yeah, I've busted my tail to get this. I mean, I don't know what goes through your mind.
You know, I wish I could better put it in words, but I'm still in shock that, you know, a company like Chevrolet would even consider me to be involved in their Z06 launch, let alone put me in a documentary and in their commercial. 2 years ago, I was a customer buying that car, stretching, honestly worried that I wasn't going to be able to make payments for it. And I took a huge leap of faith, and it, you know, one thing led to another where, you know, I, alongside my team, was able to build the world's fastest C8 Corvette. Up until a couple weeks ago, that record has been taken since, and we're going to go back up there and try and get it again. But it's unbelievable, because I just think for myself, I'm hard on myself. I will always see myself as like, you know, oh, I just hope I make rent this month, you know, even though it's like, okay, you can breathe a little, relax, it's okay. But it's, you know, I think I'll always just have that hungry mentality, because of the struggles and everything that I had come through to get to where I am today, that, you know, watching the World Series and seeing my face up there, it's just, it's still nuts to me. I still feel like I'm dreaming at times.
Well, it's very well deserved. Yeah. I mean, I can kind of get it. It makes perfect sense. There's a lot of people who have that same drive and mentality. You know what I mean, Amelia? Where they're like, I know what it's like to be in a place where I can't do this or I can't do that. And now I'm not in that space anymore. And so that constant drive keeps you moving.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's all worked out quite well for you.
Thank you.
Yes, and you have really cool cars. a couple last questions here as we wrap up our conversation. I joked a little bit in our conversation early on about, I know very little about cars, but I like to watch all the, you know, the Fast and the Furious movies. You're probably like, oh God, he's one of these people. Do you watch those movies at all?
I love the Fast and Furious movies.
Okay. Even though I was told they don't really ever drive at all, but super impossible things. I want to hear your take on these movies, I have to ask.
I love them. I'm a sucker for them. I literally just rewatched the first one yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best one, I think.
I don't know. It's just... You know, the first one's probably one of my favorite ones. I really like the third as well. And now the joke is that they've gotten a little action-y, but they still maintain like that family core. And I think for me, why, you know, Fast and Furious related to me so much was that family's all I had when I moved to Indiana. It was my car family. They took me under their wings. They pulled me out of a really rough time. And, you know, the movie just highlights, like I watch it, I get a smile, I'm like, yeah. Like, I just feel like it just brings up all these emotions. It makes me so happy to be in this industry surrounded by, you know, just other gearheads and people who genuinely share the same passion as you.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they are really good films, even though they take cars into outer space and do weird.
But they do it for family.
They do it for family. That is correct. Well, this is all absolutely fascinating. We will link your YouTube channel in our show notes so people can check it out if they haven't. You put a couple, 3 videos out or so a week, which is about normal for most content creators. Also, be sure to check out the second season of the Netflix show Fastest Car. I love watching it. My 7-year-old and I, it's just a lot of fun to watch the cars race and crash and do all kinds of fun things. And then of course your movie, which, comes out on December 16th, which will be a lot of fun. And that's on Netflix, correct? Where that will be releasing. Okay.
Yes, it will be.
Yes. A lot of great things coming down the pike for you. Amelia Hartford, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.